acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old anxiety?
Good morning. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Joining me today on our New Year's Eve show is Mr. Tom McCubbin, my dear friend. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. We always have fun doing a New Year's show.
Yes, we do, and we'll have a good time today.
We are going to have a great time. Thank you for joining me today. It's always fun to have you. It's what everyone talks about when they see me. How is Tom and Joni doing?
Good. Well, we're fine. You know, we're still gardening, still doing some consultation work and things like that. And I know you're busy.
Well, I'm busy, but see, that is our job, is to get older. That's the goal, right?
It is.
And so we miss you on the show. And I am busy. I have clients. I have been writing my next book. Hopefully it'll be out in the springtime.
Wow.
And it's called Welcome to Your Florida Landscape.
I know. I've got a little preview here you gave me.
I am going to be very excited about it. It's going to be a wonderful little book, and it's going to be for just an overview of what it means to garden here in Florida.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and people need to know more about it, and they need books like that.
Hopefully it will be a good book for that. So I'm very excited. We are going to have... I'd like to just tell everyone, we are not accepting calls today.
That's right.
Because it's just the holiday. And so they'll want to come, if they have a gardening question, they can email it to us at betterlawns.com. Or they can just hold their questions until 2024.
Wow, that's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is hard to believe.
Do you remember Y2K?
Remember how everything was going to shut down? Lizzie, do you remember Y2K?
Oh yeah, and I remember people were actually stockpiling food in the big buckets and containers, and they're still actually eating on it now. So.
I have one of those little dolls. Remember the little Y2K dolls?
That's funny.
And you drop it, and it still cracks and it crashes, which is kind of neat. By the way, I appreciated filling in for you when you were on your trip in May.
You did that a great job.
We had a good time, Lizzie and I. We really enjoyed it, and our special guests that we had at that time.
We do. We have lots of great special guests, and it's just fun to do. And I know that you're enjoying gardening. What are you growing in your garden right now?
You know, right now is vegetable time, the winter vegetables. And I like my flowers also. Mm-hmm. I have hollyhocks. I raise a lot from seed. I don't know what you notice, but the price of plants have gone up.
Seeds have gone up. Everything is going up.
Yeah, so I raise a lot from seed. I have pansies from seed and the petunias from seed. And sometimes I succeed and sometimes I fail. You know how it is. I grow all my tomatoes from seeds, things like that. I'm still doing newspaper.
Excellent.
Orlando Sentinel.
Excellent.
I've been writing a column for 52 years.
That's incredible, Tom. Congratulations. That is amazing. I love doing that.
Yeah, I think I'm the longest columnist that they have.
And wow.
One guy a number of years ago tallied up my columns versus others, and I had more columns than anybody else printed. So
now, and so your column, people can find it where?
Orlando Sentinel. Mm-hmm. And you can go up online and get up on Orlando Sentinel. Mm-hmm. And get the gardening area there.
Sure. And you talk about what to do each month.
What to do each month and question and answer.
Excellent. Excellent. Just glad to know you're still out there, and that's wonderful. It's fun gardening here in Florida. There's always something to be doing in your garden, and then also things that happen that people need questions answered. You know, why is this happening? What's going on? And I like being there, and I know you do too, to answer those questions.
I like doing that, and I like the consultation work that I have. I do mainly communities now, sometimes individuals, but mainly communities. And
HOAs or just...
Yeah, homeowners associations.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. District directors, things of that nature. And they, you know, they seem to enjoy having that third party there kind of sitting in the middle.
I think that's always a good idea too. You know, always getting a second opinion really is important, especially when you're doing anything that requires a kind of, bringing in somebody to do work for you. It's always good to know exactly what you need to tell them.
Yeah, and the big outlay of money.
It is.
You know, for a lot of these projects like that. Now, you've been doing lots of things here. I know you're busy as a devil, and you took the tour to England.
I did. We had a wonderful garden tour of the Chelsea Flower Show, and the outside communities, gardening communities like the Iford Manor. And we got to have afternoon tea at King Charles' residence.
Wow.
And we actually were in his home, and his gardens were amazing. And it was really pretty special because he's really been involved with sustainability and in the environment for 40 years now.
Wow.
And so seeing these gardens that he actually designed and maintains, I don't know how much of it he's doing now.
I was going to ask you how much he did.
No, but he's designed them, and they still had the treehouse of Prince William and Prince Harry still up. And when they were boys, you know, 6 and 7 years old, this treehouse that they got to play in, and that was still standing. And we were not allowed to take any photographs inside.
Oh, really?
Nope. Private sanctuary of King Charles, and which I appreciated. And then as we were leaving, we had to hurry up and leave because the docent came and said King Charles is arriving. And so we had to hurry and get on the bus. And as you know how small the roads are over there?
Oh, yeah.
The Mini Coopers, you know, don't even fit on the roads over there. Yeah. And it's so we were in our tour bus, and down the road coming straight for us was 6 black cars with their lights on and flags.
Yeah.
And we had to back up almost a half a mile so that they could get around us.
Really?
We had a place to pull the bus in. I know he waved when he went by.
How about that?
I think he did.
Yeah.
And so that's what I told everybody. And so we are going to be back with our New Year's Eve show. And we are glad you're joining us from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios this Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins with Mr. Tom McCubbin. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.